From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The U.S. economy, which had been growing almost imperceptibly in the first half of the year, stopped growing in the third quarter and started to shrink. That's the first time the nation's gross domestic product, GDP, has contracted in more than 8 years. Officials say fallout from the terrorist attacks is at least partly to blame. Although today's figures will be revised, they almost certainly mean the longest economic expansion in U.S. history has come to an end. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
U.S. officials said the economy shrank by 0.4 of a percentage point during the three-month period between July 1st and September 30th. It was the first quarter of negative growth since early 1993 and the worst showing since 1991 when the country was in a recession. Lakshman Achithan of the Economic Cycle Research Institute said a big reason for the decline was a marked slowdown in consumer spending.
Everything else that was negative was already happening. Businesses have not been spending for many quarters. And we've seen the deceleration abroad for a couple of quarters, and that's gaining steam. So I'd say on the margin, the new piece is the pullback in the personal consumption expenditures, what individuals and consumers are buying.
Achithan says mounting layoffs are hurting consumer confidence, and so people are buying less. On the plus side, the report said a key barometer of inflation actually fell during the quarter for the first time in four decades, something that gives Federal Reserve policymakers leeway to cut interest rates again. And David Weiss, chief economist at Standard & Poor's, says today's report is better than he'd expected.
Well, I think you have to consider it encouraging. It says we've got a little more momentum going into the attack than we thought we had, and that prices were coming down a bit more than we thought, which again means is good for consumer spending and continuing momentum of the economy. But at the same time, we ought to keep in mind that this is basically pre-attack news. And the real question is, what's happened since September 11th?
Weiss cautioned that the numbers released today were based on preliminary estimates by the government, and if history is any guide, they are likely to be revised considerably in the months to come. Many consumers and businesses dramatically scaled back spending in the days after September 11th, near the end of the quarter, and some analysts say government economists may not have had time to draw up reliable estimates of economic activity during that period. Whatever happens, today's numbers are likely to increase pressure on Washington to take steps to stimulate the economy. In an address this morning to the National Association of Manufacturers, President Bush said he had met with congressional leaders this morning to discuss his plan.
All five of us agreed that we need to work together to get a package, that we've got to put aside political differences and act swiftly and strongly on behalf of the American worker and the American business person. And so my call to Congress is, get to work.
If today's numbers hold, they will represent a milestone of sorts. The long economic expansion that got underway a decade ago has finally ground to a halt. It is too soon to declare this a recession, which is usually defined as two consecutive quarters of negative growth. But after September 11th, many economists now say that an official recession is all but certain. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.